Blog Talk Radio.
Well, here we go. It's that time again. It's the Breaking It Down podcast, hosted by yours truly, Mark Mancini, live in Los Angeles. 347-205-9631 brings you live. Anything after that, if you want to catch it on the archive version, blogtalkradio.com/Mancini Sports, podcast platforms, wherever you subscribe to podcasts, powered now by Mancini Media. So without further ado, as I lay this red carpet down, I put the podium in its place and hand off the mic. I'm so blessed to bring her back. She's running for state senate in the Republican Party, Lucy Vlotsky. Lucy, how are you this morning?
I'm doing fantastic, Mark, and thank you for having me this morning. It's such a pleasure.
Well, it's a blessing, and if people want to get a hold of you, how do they get a hold of you?
Well, they can always go to my website. I have all information needed. It's Vote for Lucy, V-O-T-E, for F-O-R, Lucy, L-U-C-I-E.com. And anytime they want to contact me, they have all information needed.
Well, I will tell you this. It's so nice to do this again with you. I know we have a lot of problems in the state. We're trying to correct that, and a lot of people are looking at things. The inspiration and what you've done, I know the last runoff, you didn't get it, came up a little short, but sometimes I look at things as, you know, it's never the goal, it's the journey, and here we go again. You're going for the Republican State Senate, and tell us a little about that and what you've done now to prepare for this.
Well, yeah, the decision to run for State Senate, we need a lot of changes in Sacramento, what's happening on our children's lives, our economy, our crimes. There's so many things happening. Like I said, the last time I ran for Congress, well, I've been 4 years on the campaign trail right now, and every day for me, it's a win, because when you stand up and you speak to the people, what's happening in their state or their city, is a life changes for them. And this is, I have been accomplished that for the last 4 years. But this time we need to win this. There is no turn back what's going on in our life right now. People have to realize, I'm not sleeping the last few days, and I don't think the people should not sleep right now. They have to be awake what's happening in their life, especially on their children and education. We need to emphasize that very, very strongly.
Well, when you look at education, and, you know, I remember when I went to school, I mean, if you had a problem or something, or you didn't respect the teacher or stuff like that, you'd be sent to the principal's office. You'd grab your ankles and he'd swat you a couple times. You'd cry and he'd read you a verse in the Bible, and then you'd go on your way, and you'd make sure you never went back to that principal's office because you know it was a swat. Now these days you can't do that. It just seems like the teacher's hands are tied to a certain extent. The parents send the kids to school and figure, well, they'll babysit them for 8 hours while I work. What's your thought process with that? And maybe you can shed some light to the listeners on the other problems in the education system.
Well, we all know life is hard right now, especially for the parents. They get up in the morning, they take the kids to school, they trust the system that they will educate their children. They come back, pick up the kids, make dinner, go to bed, and this is what's happening. For so many years, the parents put the trust in the teacher, on the education. But we lost it at least the last 30 years slowly. What's happening right now is not about education. It's about transition the child, who the child is wants to be. And I want to bring to a bill. It just passed that. It's very scary for anyone should be alert about that. It's called the EB-665. It just passed at the State Assembly right now. That gives to the educator, the teacher, or anyone, if a child as 12-year-old decide to have a change the gender, if they says, oh, okay, I'm a boy, but I want to be a girl, then the the teacher can say, hey, are you afraid of your parents to talk about it and how you want to handle that? And if the child at the moment is a yes, I'm afraid, I'm scared of my parents, the social services will come at the school, take the child and start the transition on the child without the parent consent. The parents will not be able to do anything. It's like a kidnap. And it's a kidnap. In fact, even they call the police will not be able to do anything. Right now, like I said, that bill just passed the state assembly. Now, of course, it has to be to the state senate. And this is where the people, to let them know, please call your senator, state senator, tell them not pass that bill. That will kidnap your child. It's not a joke. We have Jane Gallagher, who tried to pass a bill, 1314, let the parents to speak to be able to have a connection to say, hey, you cannot do that to my child. I need to be aware. And the bill died on the floor. They didn't want to let the parents talk. This is where we are right now. We're losing the connection with our children. And like my granddaughter, she's going to be 12-year-old next year. That's I'm scared to death. She's going to LAUSD. What's going to happen if there is a full move, something's happening, then I'm going to lose my granddaughter. I'm scared to death. I'm telling you, this is bad.
Well, not only that, when you look at this, Lucy, to the fact of the transgender thing. So let's say a kid wakes up one day and more or less, you know, says to himself, well, you know what, I'm just going to assault somebody in the bathroom and, you know, I'm going to play that card. How different is that, I mean, as far as, you know, with rape and everything? Because sometimes, you know, there's no, hey, I'm a transgender, or he just wants to see somebody from the opposite sex in the bathroom. What would be the, I mean, that's going to be devastating in itself, too.
Well, this is one of the reasons we have to stop that in school. You know, at least from elementary and to high school, enough is enough with that. I'm sorry, but until you get 18 years old, you get out of high school, then your thought process can be different. But we are there to learn. They don't even know the math, the English, and so many things they should learn. It's not the priority anymore. The kids, they don't have no skills so ever right now. And, we, you know, we have to change the way. We need school choice. This is the first thing we, at the government, you know, the governor should have that choice. That, that will, it's like a business. Every school will change the way to teach because they want the money come to them. The money will follow the child. People, they have to push on that. School choice that will change everything for the life of the child.
Well, and not only that, as we segue into a district attorney here that I can't figure out, George Gascon, they had the signatures. They said the signatures weren't verified. We've got this guy completely leading the Los Angeles. How crazy is that in more ways than one?
Well, you know, the crime is rising. They want to let go now more criminal on the street than you pull. Already made maybe two or three murder that might be in parole in a couple years from now. It's how people can think this way to release people from jail. They commit murder. We cannot take chances. We are in a war zone right now. We don't even know who we are with. Who is your enemy anymore? It's awful stuff. You know, what Gascon is thinking, I don't know. It's not human, this man. He has no humanity at all. He doesn't protect the good citizen. They are protecting the criminals. And I hope this will change for 2024. We have good people. They are running for the district attorney, and hopefully people will choose the right people. Please, I pray God that's happening to us, you know.
Well, and not only that, Lucy, when you look at it, you know, if this guy wants to keep letting these guys out, then I got no problem with that. But the minute they commit a misdemeanor or something, let them live with Gascon for a year, and if they want to rape and rob, well, he let them back out again. The accountability is shot today across the board. There's no accountability. If you want to rehabilitate it, I can understand a couple times.
Yes.
But when we get into 8-9 times with some of these guys, it's ridiculous. They can't be rehabilitated to a certain extent. Any thought to that and him letting these guys out?
Well, I know there is some rehabilitation success, and we all know that. But some people, they will never be able to be rehabilitated. It's their inner blood, it's in the system. It's something, it's just not doing anything. Then they have to do the right things and to make sure if they release anyone on the street, it's the right things to do before to do anything. That person will not commit another crime, is ready to work and do the right thing. And I'm for it. But they have to make sure it's all right. We the good citizen, they pay a big price right now. I mean, it's just like not fun for anybody.
Right. And when you look at it, what's going on, they defunded the police to a certain extent. We saw the stabbings now in a week, three of them on the metro rails. More or less, it's like, well, we're protecting it. Well, how are you protecting it if you're not doing anything about it? Why are we having a presence of police on these things to protect the people that are going to and from work and start arresting some of these guys that are committing these heinous crimes? That's the thing that I don't quite understand.
Well, we need more protection. We need to bring back our police, the officer on the street, on the metro rail, and defunding the police. That was the worst thing to do. And now they blame the Republican. We are the one did that. We didn't even think about it. We didn't do that. The Democrat did it to themselves. And again, they blame, they are good to blame that on the Republican. I don't want to play here one side of the others, but you
right.
have to face the reality. Who and who decided to defund the police? And we have full lies around us, and we have to stop these lies and be honest with each other. Says, hey, this is what's happening. We need to bring the right people in Sacramento or in D.C. to do the right thing for the good citizen.
So they're emptying the jails. They're basically saying we want to close it. Newsom's trying to close up some up north, and I can't figure it out. So the rehabilitation process is kind of shot. He figures he can just bring these guys into society, and if they commit a crime and wipe out somebody's family, oh, well, we'll just go back to jail and finish a meal that we left there 3 weeks ago. Any thought to that with the closing of some of these jails across the state?
Well, for them, it's a cost. It's a cost. And when you put someone in jail, it's at least $100,000 a year, now minimum. But the thing is, what is the cost of one life? When you lose one life, what that person suffer for all their loved ones? Did you never think about it? You know, you're talking about the money issues because the cost of I have one person in jail, but to lose someone in my life, daughter or sister or things like that because of a criminal, it's worth more than $100,000. There is no cost of dollars in a human being. And this is why we have to look at it very closely.
Right. So we got the vaccine shots. We had that go for a little bit. Then we had the UFO sightings, the derailments. Now we've got the inflation. You've talked about it. For somebody living in California, even making $200,000, how can they even afford a house? It's ridiculous. The American dream used to be owning your own house. Maybe today the American dream is location, location, location. Any thought to these topics?
Well, definitely you can see that so many people left California for a better life because they can afford to buy a house. And, you know, we are the highest cost of living here in California, of the nation. And like I said, that's pushing the people leaving the corporation, very high taxes, then they can go to other states. They don't have to pay taxes with regulation. We don't have enough people for skilled laborers and taxes. How much can you pay more taxes in California? And now Newsom traveling other states to tell everyone, oh, we're having a good life in California. He has a good life. We don't. This guy has nothing to be worried about his own life. You know, his kids, they all go to private school. You know, they can eat ice cream every day. You know, it's all it's about him. He has a winery in his own. Oh, the time, oh, my God, COVID himself. He went to a winery, spending $1,000 for a meal, and everybody was sheltered to their house. They couldn't go anywhere. And, you know, this is what Newsom is. If people believe that can be a good president, maybe just in case you want to run for president, just wait the rest of our country what is going to become. It will be awful.
Well, not only that, you know, if you're raised, and we were raised with etiquette, we were really raised to be honest, please and thank you. You got a guy here telling us during the pandemic to wear a mask, and he's caught up north in a restaurant wearing no mask. So, yeah, we can forgive that, but we can't forget that. And the people that keep voting, can't you see that you were bamboozled on this situation as far as a lie? I mean, if a guy's telling you to do something, he's doing the opposite, and you catch him, well, you know, if it walks like a duck, quacks like a duck, and it's yellow, it's a duck.
Yeah, but this was all taken very well. It was to see how the people will fill the trap, how many people will be a follower of this COVID and the mask and all these vaccinations and everything. I didn't feel for it. I didn't feel for it for the first day I heard about that. And look how everything is coming out right now, all the lies been around that. And the complication of the vaccination, that some people lost their life because of that. Or they couldn't go to the hospital to be treated, or they didn't been treated right. Oh, more than that, now doctors, they have to protect the license. There is no way to get the truth from the doctors, because if we get the truth from the doctors, they can be banned. They cannot practice anymore. This is where we are. We are like a communist country right now, just the way we've been treated by these people.
Yeah. Now, with you running for the state senate, how would you change some of these things? Because I know you have some great ideas. You want to shed some light. I look at, you know, the words I run with, accountability, communication, character, integrity. What words do you run with, and what words would you shed that on California?
Well, to be honest through the people, you have to be honest. You have to be real. People need to know you cannot be bought. Nobody can buy me.
Right.
And we need elected officials that, first of all, street smart. Like, I've been in business. I raised 4 children. I'm a grandma. I have all I can aspect in life. I've been in foster care when I was 4 years old.
Yeah.
I know what it is to be in foster care. I work in a factory when I was 13, 14 years old. All this experience you have in your bag, you can deliver to the people because you feel what it is when you work in a factory, when you've been in shelter, when you've been so many things in your life. This is the kind of people you need to represent the people. It's the only way. When people, I don't say they're all bad. But when people, most of the people, they never had this kind of experience. They get out of high school, college, or university, and they go right away on to be elected for something, they didn't have no experience what it is when you don't have a meal in front of you. They cannot feel you. You need people that can feel your pain. This is what we need. And we have to change everybody who doesn't feel the pain for the people what is feeling right now. We need good people, any position there is, from the state, city, whatever. People, you have to think, what have you done in your life? Where have you been? And you, this is the kind of people you have to start to elect and to be.
Well, and not only that, yeah, you bring up honesty. You got to be honest with yourself before you can be honest with anybody else. Discipline would be another word combined with that. And you know, acknowledging the people, tell the people what they mean, how are you doing, how it's not a, just a vote process here and let's just get everybody voted for me. And then after they get voted, they want to be reelected again. It's understanding, it's getting into the trenches and caring about the people, stopping by the business. How you doing today? Let me get some people to come in here and support the local businesses and stuff. And that's what we've lost with today, the society. It's almost become a me, myself, and I, and lining their pockets with the money, and the hell with building relationships. Am I on to something on that?
And indeed, it's to change one life a day that can change so many lives after that. And this is what I do, and I try to do every day. If I can change someone's life, and progress. Every day, I'm telling you, I'm on the campaign trail or not, I always give something to the people that you can have that growth if you want, if you do ABC. And so many people, you know, and I want to say that because, not because I want to flatter myself, but my priority is always to make people feel good and they are worth it. We need to let the people, doesn't matter if you are poor or any handicap or anything, you are worth it. You can do something with your life. Don't never let people to tell you you cannot do it. You, everybody has a chance to do something where they can love and be prosperous. And this is the way is the success of the future for everybody. Everybody can be successful.
And when you look at California, you look at New York, they're big liberal states, how tough is it to fight through that? Sometimes is it a brick at a time off the house? Is it a step at a time? Sometimes that can be challenging when the Democratic influence in both those states is hard to get through. How do you do it on a daily basis to fight through that? To where you are now and where you can become?
Well, for me, doesn't matter what side you are, you're a person for me, okay? Then I don't stop myself to think about if you're a Democrat, Republican, Independent. Doesn't matter to me. I'm going to address myself to you and I have a conversation. That's what you need, good conversation and communication. If you have good communication with someone, that change everything. But we don't have communication right now. And even the kids, they said, the youth, I went to an event, there was seven speakers, youth. They said, what is our future? We cannot communicate each other anymore. And said, you know, to bring a topic, it's a fight instead of communication. And this is what we have to change.
Well, and not only that, in the last 6 minutes, the border crisis. Hey, this is America. Let everybody come in. As long as you follow the rules and you go through the process. Now it's become where everybody's coming in. Crime from other countries is starting to filter in here, along with the crime in this country. How would you combat that if you were a state senator?
Well, if you, I don't know if you know, there is under 75 different countries coming by the unlawful immigration right now at the border. 175 different countries. We have to really, really be securing the border, but we need a faster process. Whoever want to have the possibility of working or have a green card or, you know, citizenship, we need a faster process. And this has been lacking, and this is what we have to look at it. But this is on the federal level, But it doesn't stop me to work to their level to say, hey, we need to do something here, you know, because people, we need workers, and we respect that. I respect that. I myself, I'm from Canada. I'm a foreign person. And even though Canada is very similar as the United States, you know, lively wife, you know, the way of living. But the thing is, still, we're going a transition to learn as a second language. My first language is French. But we need to the process. They have to learn the language. But we need a faster process to make them available to be, you know, residents to start with. For sure, they don't commit crime, and faster to be a citizen. But like I'm coming back again. They don't have anything in place to process a faster way to do it.
Right. We're both grandparents. We got grandkids. We look out for them as they get to, you know, the teens and the adult, you know, getting married and everything. You know, I can't help but think of, you know, we grew up with In God We Trust on the money. Now there's talk that we could have digital currency in the near future. Any thought to that? Any thought to what the kids might look at as they start to get older, quite different than what we grew up with?
I know it's a big conversation right now. I don't think that will happen so soon, but you can see we call the BRICS. That means like it's a combination with different countries like Brazil, Russia, India, China, and Asia, and they try to do the currency and the yen, you know, with China. And I don't know, they still need the American dollars. I mean, the American dollars is leading still because 50% of the oil is purchased with the American dollars. That I don't think it's going to go so soon, but it's something
right.
to prevent. We cannot do that. At the point when it's become current digital, it's like you're losing your freedom. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's the problem. I've always said when you take God out of the equation, bad things start to happen, and everybody has their own way of looking at religion, but that's just the way I look at it on this sense of the coin. In the last minute and a half, let us know when this runoff thing can go on, and we are praying that you get in there and make some change, and because I know, you know, knowing you for quite a while, you are a person that looks out for the people, you're honest, you're upfront, and that's a great thing.
Well, like I said, the last 4 years I've been running for office, it's grassroots. Both of them, this time I won as the primary. I won the general. It's very rare this happening, even the first and second time to go to general. This is my third time. It's a charm. I need to win this. If people want to see a change in Sacramento, they need to put me in charge with other people like me in Sacramento. I guarantee that to you. People say, oh, I swear I will help you. I'll be this and this.
Yeah.
I'll be honest with you. I am not who I am now 4 years ago. I'm still the same person. I was born this way. I never changed. This is what makes you better. I want people to think before they go to vote. Even they are Democrat or independent, please think about your future of your children. The kids is our future. In a couple of years, if nothing goes better, you will pay the price. Everybody is going to pay the price. And you have to think, are you going to be better in 3-4 years if you don't vote the right way? I want people to stop to think about to be a Democrat, independent, or Republican, but to make sure that person who's running for office, that it's real. That person is real.
You know,
my dad always used to tell me,
he said, son, nobody really cares what you know till they know how much you care. and you're a person that cares. Lucy, I'm going to cherish this interview. Let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, and we definitely got to do this again.
Oh, definitely. I'm looking forward to do it again. Again, I want the people to reach out to me, voteforlucie.com, VoteForLucie.com. And I return the phone call myself. Then they can talk personally with me. I'm not afraid to any question they are concerned. I'm going to answer the best of my knowledge. And if I don't know, I will tell them I don't know. Let me find out, and I will come back to you. This is I'm real. I'm the real thing. And I'm telling you, I want to go there for 2024 State Senate in Sacramento.
Well, I'll close it with this. When God created women, the world was complete. On that note, thank you very much. And thanks to the listeners that have listened. It's been an overabundance of you guys. We'll do this again and push Lucy into the state senate there for the party. Have a nice one. Thank you very much, Lucy, as well.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to talk to you again.
Okay. Have a good one, guys. A great weekend. You've listened to the Breaking It Down podcast with Lucy Velotsky. Yours truly, Mark Mancini. Have a nice one.